You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Dr. Sarah Spowart is well known for her compassionate-based practice, as well as for her precise mindfulness in her everyday life. As a highly regarded professional, she infuses moment-to-moment awareness as she includes the vital emotions of happiness, serenity, and love. Here is the holistic emotional system that you've been waiting for. Here's Dr. Sarah.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode for the Law of Attraction Radio Network with Happiness Learned. I am Dr. Sarah Spowart. I have my own private therapy practice. I'm also a clinical hypnotherapist, author, advocate, and involved in some humanitarian projects in different countries. And I am someone that has definitely used the law of attraction and different aspects of it to improve my life and create really incredible life that just continues to unfold and fulfill more and more of my potential of beyond what I even expected. So I wanted to take this opportunity to do maybe another hypnotherapy. My practice is totally full, and I'm thinking I probably won't be able to take new people till later this year, maybe in the fall, or maybe even winter, but we'll see. So I wanted to take this opportunity to be able to share some knowledge that I might share in sessions, and that might help you create a better life, and also just a practice you can do on your own that can also help. So one of the biggest things, and I know I've talked about this in other recordings, is the importance of love and connection with what you're wanting to create. If there's any fear at all, I swear to you, it will block it. if you can find a way to fall in love with something, that will make such a difference. So for example, when I did my first PhD, I really worked to try to find a topic I absolutely loved. And I just really dove in and I found mindfulness. And I just really loved as much as I could all the aspects of the work I was doing. And I finished way faster because of that. I finished my PhD in total in like 3 years, 3.5 years, something like that. And same thing with my undergrad. I finished that in like 3 years or under 3 years. And I actually could have done it in 2, except that I really liked the classes. I didn't want to leave. And I just fell in love with what I was studying with. Not that I loved everything. Just I didn't want to study everything. But I tried to find what I loved. And then within the classes, I would try to find with what I loved within those classes. It's such a powerful thing. And if you do that every day, try to find things you love about each day, even if it's small. Like there's this coffee shop, it's called Kahwa in St. Pete that I just love, and they have the best coffee, I swear. And they have these really, really good gluten-free, because I'm gluten-free, muffins, and they're just amazing. And I just really love having that. So I might sometimes sprinkle that into my day, you know, giving myself a little treat here or there, or going for walks and just really noticing nature, or with whatever I'm doing. Let's say you have a job you don't really love, but there are parts of it that you appreciate, try to focus on those parts. And that's not to be toxically positive and ignore the bad. It's more to say to help grow the good. Because imagine we're kind of like laser beams. What we're focusing on creates more and more of that thing, usually. That doesn't mean don't acknowledge things. We have to, you know, if there's a challenge, we need to acknowledge it and then move forward accordingly. But don't hone in and focus obsessively and be just stuck there. And one way to avoid that is love. So recently something I did was I made I call it the emotion chart, but there's different zones to it. So the bottom is red zone. I use it with clients and I use it for myself, and it's really powerful, especially for creating a life that you want for yourself. But the bottom area is red zone, and that's destructive emotions or cyclical emotions, how we get trapped and we just go in a cycle over and over. The next level up, I call green zone. And these colors, they don't really matter. Just that was what kind of resonated for me with it. But those are positive, neutral, relief emotions, and you're out of feeling in the stuck, destructive part. The next level up is enlightening and uplifting emotions, and that stuff like love, peace, happiness, compassion. And that also pulls you out of red zone when you foster more of those. And then what I just recently created was what I call freedom emotions, and that's purple zone, and that's above that, the blue. And above that, I created the last thing, which is transcendence. And that's understanding that you are not any of those things. You're more than it. You're more than any experience. You're more than any emotion, but you're the experiencer of the things. And that's sort of a level, higher level of freedom, I'd say. So why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing this up because I want to sort of challenge you to check in with yourself every day on where you're at. Are you in red zone? Are you in green? Are you in blue? Are you in purple? Are you in transcendent, where you can see you're the experiencer, but you are not consumed with the thing? And this is a very important part as well of manifestation, attraction, and just making changes in your life for what you want. So love, number one. Number two, I would say, is trying to be at a higher level emotionally. Really opens things up and helps things to flow. And then number three, what I wanted to bring up is the blocks we don't even know that we have. So something that I see happen over and over, and I myself included, if you have had some type of trauma, or really bad experience, let's say in your childhood or some part of your formative years, or maybe it was just a really big experience, what we tend to do, we tend to generally replicate it unconsciously. So we might be drawn to someone or something that might replicate it, so that we're forced to kind of rise above it and heal it. At least that's the thought. That's what the subconscious is trying to do. A lot of times it doesn't work. What I find is that, like, let's say, for example, let's say you grew up with your parents arguing a lot, and one of them had a gambling problem or something. I'm just making it up, but like, let's say there was something like that, and it really upset you when you were a child. And then let's say you grow up and you find someone you want to marry, and you think, oh, it'll be great, and it's fine, it's wonderful. Lo and behold, unknowingly, you're in a family that also has those similar issues, or you chose someone who also has those similar issues, and it's replicating it. Or oddly, you find you start to have those similar issues, and you're like, what the heck? What's going on here? So it doesn't always happen that way, but I do see these things repeating, because people are trying to heal themselves. I really see this with narcissism. If people grew up around a lot of narcissism, I see that it gets replicated in their later years because it's familiar. It's what we know. It feels like love, feels like home. We know how to be in those relationships, and it can be a way to heal the wounds of not feeling loved, not getting what you needed earlier on. So how do you overcome this? Well, we got to just look straight at the wounds. We just have to look straight at the thing that you're replicating or that's blocking you. You know, one way of putting this, imagine you won the lottery. Let's say you won, I don't know, I'm going to make up a big number, $1 billion. And you're like, that's the best thing ever. I can't believe this. Yeah, it might be the best thing. But if you are not energetically, emotionally, mentally ready for that, if you haven't got yourself in that state to receive it, there's a very good chance you're very likely to do something to sabotage it, be self-destructive, somehow end up in a similar situation to where you started because you weren't ready and might have come too fast. And I'm not saying this is 100% across the board, but generally speaking, you kind of have to get yourself ready to receive the thing you're wanting. I believe, I need to do more research on it, but I believe there's been research done on winners of the lottery, and that a lot of times by the end of it, after they win, a lot of times they spend all the money, or they end up in a worse situation than before. So samer or worse. And I attribute that to people not being prepped. They're not ready. So for example, something I say to clients as well that like really want relationships, they really want love. And I say, well, what are you doing to prepare yourself to receive that thing, to receive that love, receive that relationship, to really be in that space? And a lot of times what I hear is, well, I'm working out or nothing. They're not doing anything. And what I mean by receive, like what I mean is I give the analogy of, that seems to help. Imagine the person you're going to be in a relationship with or the love of your life or whatever. They're coming on a plane in 4 months and they're landing on, you know, this date and time, and you're going to meet them at the airport. Or they're going to drive to your house that day. Okay, what do you need to do over the next 4 months to get ready for them? To get yourself ready that they're coming. And so we don't always realize it, but we get in our own way a lot of times. And I'm not saying this to blame anyone, but I'm saying that we need to ready ourselves for what is coming. What we are opening ourselves up to receive more. If we're living in fear and feeling like I'm not going to have enough, it's not going to happen, we're upset and stressed and reactive and in the red zone about something, well, you're keeping yourself contracted and shut down. But if you open yourself up to be in a space of receiving, well, that's a good place to be. And that is higher level. I mean, it's at least green zone. It's not red zone. And maybe blue zone, or maybe even purple, heck, maybe even the transcendent part. When you open yourself up to be the receiver, you're sending out, you could say, an energetic message into the universe or world or whatever that, okay, I'm ready for this now. This fits me now. And again, I'm a huge advocate of not doing any victim blaming. And that's not to say anything that's not going quite how you want is because of something that's wrong that you're doing. But I am saying to increase your chances of change, increase your chances of aligning with the thing that you're wanting, it's really important to become the receiver. Okay. So with the time we have, I want to do a little like 3-minute meditation practice on this, 3 or 4 minute. And I really like this practice because it helps you to get in that mind space of thinking, okay, I'm ready to receive. And a lot of times with these unconscious layers and levels, we don't even know what's there. We don't even know what the blocks are because they're so ingrained. Okay. So closing your eyes if you can and taking a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Another deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. One more deep breath in through your nose. Letting go, releasing any and all stress, worry, or concern. And as I count down from 5 to 1, feeling more and more relaxed, calm, and at peace. 5 to 4. 4 to 3. 3 to 2. 2 to 1. Deep calm and rest and peace. Imagine that you are lying in a hammock and it's rocking back and forth. And as it rocks, all heaviness, worry, stress, or concern falls away completely. Falling away. Falling away. And you feel lighter and lighter, more and more at ease. Deep breath in and out. And imagine that you are now holding a balloon, getting up from the hammock. And this is a wish balloon. And it is whatever is your greatest wish. Whatever you've been having trouble with receiving, shifting into, connecting with, having come into your life. And taking this wish balloon, holding it, and you float higher and higher, lighter and lighter to the sky, all the way to a mountaintop. At the top of this mountain, you feel welcomed by a sense of support, kindness, and love. And all blocks and heaviness in the way of receiving the things you're wanting that are best for you, that are for your highest good, fall away. Then walking further, you look in the distance and you see a version of yourself that is fully aligned in experiencing this thing that you're wanting. This thing that you're hoping for, but you're feeling blocked. Smiling to yourself, deep breath in and out. And imagine you're walking towards this version of you. And then stepping over 3, 2, and 1. You step over into this version of you now. Feeling the feelings. Experiencing the shift, noticing any blocks, and any discomfort. Putting a hand to your heart area, breathing in and out, having compassion for yourself, for any challenge or difficulty. Breathing in love and kindness for yourself. Breathing out love and kindness for yourself. Breathing in positive receiving. Breathing out positive receiving. In and out. And walking back from the space, taking your wish balloon, floating back down, down, down to where we started. Knowing that your life is getting better and better every day in every way. And you're ready, slowly opening your eyes. As we end this practice. Okay, so that was just a taste of an exercise to help you kind of shift a little bit more to be closer to that version of you or that version of your life that you're wanting, and kind of become aware of any blocks or any challenges you might be experiencing that are getting in the way of it, any beliefs. So you can be more open to positive receiving. Okay, we're wishing you a wonderful rest of your day and a lot of wonderful things coming into your life. See you all later.
Thank you for listening to Happiness Learned. Dr. Sarah will be back next week with more of her teachings designed to help you live the life you have always wanted. Visit Dr. Sarah at www.drsarahspower.com. See you next week.